This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Gopher basketball team had a really good stretch in the last week and a half.
You said stretch?
It was a good run.
It was a good run.
Three games.
Three games. Yeah. Is that not? Well, now, according to Major League, three wins is a streak.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
So here's the question that I put in front of you, gentlemen. They beat Iowa. They beat Oregon. And is it Michigan they
beat?
Yeah. And then lose to Michigan State and Washington at home. Do the three wins in what has been a, let's call it what it is, a not-so-great season for Ben Johnson and the Gophers, and I think we could all agree going into that Ben Johnson's seat was probably a little hot, whether it's his fault or his own, and that's another question here. Did three games during this season, two ranked wins, do enough to say, okay, Ben, you can have another year here to try to make something of this, or it hasn't done enough?
It's a great question.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I tried really hard on that.
Yep.
It's
a great question because I think that a lot of people can take that either way. And I would take it more from the negative perspective, which is we've been at the bottom of the Big Ten now for what? The better part of 3 or 4 years?
Yes.
And when I say the bottom, we were rock bottom until that streak, as you said, and it's a three game streak.
I think they're still in like 12th in the Big Ten.
Yeah, they're second to the bottom.
Yeah.
So you know you always lose. It's not a 10 anymore. You know now it's whatever it is.
Big 16, big
18.
80.
Yeah, it's too bad. But how about the fact that last night we go out to Washington and things don't go so well.
Yeah.
Actually, they come to here and they don't go so well. We were having a debate over that earlier. I just look at it as you've got to look at the big picture. Are we filling up the barn for basketball games? The answer is no. Are we even very competitive outside of this couple of game streak? Not very much. Mm-hmm. We've just been at the bottom. So how long are we willing to be there? And I guess that's it. And I say all of this. I know Ben Johnson. I like Ben Johnson.
Ben's a good guy.
He's a Minneapolis guy, born and raised not too far from where I went to high school at Minneapolis Central near Washburn and all the rest of those city schools. But at some point, I think we have to realize that we've got to get somewhere closer to the middle. And maybe with eyes on the top of the Big Ten, isn't that the job of the basketball coach?
Right? It is,
and we're not even close. I mean, we did have that little streak, but we're not even close. We're still the second to the bottom, and that's kind of what bothers me. You know, and then we go out and we lose to a Washington team who is at the bottom. They're the very bottom. I still think that there are some coaches out there that have Minnesota ties that I think make a heck of a lot of sense, and I'm not trying to look too far forward, and I'm not trying to put the pressure on Ben, but the pressure's on Ben anyway, right? Yeah. It's not me talking about this. This is the fans. And when I was in school, which is many years ago now, but even over the last probably couple of decades, that barn was pretty full. It was very close to full oftentimes. And we can't get fans in there anymore. And that's a problem too, because this is another money generating part of the world that we live in, right? Yeah. It's football, it's hockey, which is phenomenal, and then it's basketball. Well, basketball's not holding up their end.
Here's my issue, and it has less to do with what Ben Johnson has done and more to do with outside factors. One, who wants this job?
I got a guy.
How good is this guy that might take it?
Really good.
He's really good. Yeah. Is he going to deal with having to try to recruit against some of the How's he going to try to recruit against some of the best coaches? And we've said this before. Look at the facilities.
Right.
They're the same as they were when you were in school, Pete.
That's true.
They haven't changed one bit.
Yeah.
And you're competing with schools that have top of the line facilities. You walk into you walk into Williams Arena, and you sit down, and they have a meeting with you, and you hope you're not sitting behind one of those giant metal girders because you're not going to see anything anyway. But then you go downstairs, and the floor is raised, which is fun and exciting, except if you go off it and rip up both your knees. And you go downstairs.
It's been like that for a long time, though, and I haven't seen too many names.
It hasn't happened. But you go downstairs and you look at their locker rooms, and the practice facility in Bierman is nice. Yeah. It's new. But you talk about some of those other revenue-generating sports that Minnesota has. Football, new stadium in the last decade.
Yep.
Hockey has done renovations to Mariucci Arena, 3M Mariucci Arena. And what has basketball done?
Yeah.
They've done nothing.
They've been dragging their feet. That's a mistake.
If you want to compete with these Big Ten schools, go look at North Dakota State's facilities. Go online and take a spin around. North Dakota State.
Yeah.
They have better basketball facilities.
I would say this. I think one of the problems, and I think you're right. I think you're on
something. And that's not Ben Johnson's fault.
No, that's not on Ben. That's the athletic department. They've got to spend the money to get that type of the thing. And they can sell that thing out, I think. And whatever they've got to do to make the facilities better, they've got to do. They've got to use that money, and they've got to do it. I do know of coaches that have Minnesota ties that absolutely, and I don't know that I want to throw out names, but I already have thought about this for a long time. As a matter of fact, long ago when I was, you know, possibly athletic director job, one of the things that I kicked around was, hey, who's going to be the basketball coach? Who's going to be the football coach? You've got to know those kind of things. PJ, I think, was the right guy for the football program. For basketball, that goes back too far because basketball changes a lot. But we are not just the state of hockey here in Minnesota any longer. If you take a look, sometime at how many basketball players come out of the state of Minnesota that don't come to Minnesota. They go to Duke. They go to Baylor. They go to Northwestern. They go to
North Dakota State.
All these other places. I mean, we do have basketball players. Gonzaga. I've got two friends that their sons both went to Gonzaga. Both of them are in the NBA right now. They never came to Minnesota. Didn't even think about going to Minnesota. They went to Gonzaga instead. That's part of the problem. Somehow you've got to convince those guys to stay in state, and we have not done a good job with that, in my opinion.
It is a chicken and egg. What comes first? You win, then you get the facilities, but you need the facilities to get the guys to win. And ultimately, I mean, in this day and age, it 2025, you walk a kid into an arena and you go, look at this place. Can you imagine it filled up? Your name on the scoreboard? Can you come down in this locker, see your nice locker? It's all this, and you got all these facilities, and then you come to the University of Minnesota.
Yeah,
this place was built during the Depression. I don't even know how long. You know, it's hard to attract those kids, and that's what it comes down to. Unless you're a consistently top five program every single year. And you can do what you want because you're going to say, yeah, you want to play NBA? You got to come through here.
A lot of it's money too, Dave.
It's NIL money. That's the other part, right? That's what's going to get those kids is you have a better package financially for them than a Michigan State, a Michigan. Are you going to get that though? Probably not. Not anytime in the next few years.
Yeah.
And so all of that is to come back to say, is there really anybody out there that can succeed more than Ben Johnson, if they have to deal with the same, the same set of issues that he's been dealing with.
Yeah, well, I do think there are a couple. I know of one for sure that would make a heck of a lot of sense. Great ties here to Minnesota has recruited Minnesota outside of Minnesota better than Minnesota's done, and so I think there are some opportunities out there. And I really don't want to throw out names just because I don't think that's fair to Ben. But
for sure.
I think the reality is that I think there's there is the opportunity to get guys like that to come back to Minnesota that still could recruit here. But to your point, we also got to get that money. And one of the things that we've not done a great job with is raising money. And raising money means, hey, take a look at 10 miles around the University of Minnesota campus and how many Fortune 500 companies are there. I can tell you there's more than you think.
Mm-hmm.
And go 30 miles around that and then go 40 miles around that. Dave, there are so many, being a guy in the financial world, I can tell you, the companies that are here in the state of Minnesota, you've just got to hit up each and every one of them, get some money, get that money flowing, because someday these are the kids that are getting educated that are going to be going to those companies, yeah. right? They're going to be working at these companies. It's a great investment for them, and I think that's something that's been missed for years.
Well, we'll see. There's still some to play. We'll see what happens to Ben Johnson. I think we're both of the thought that he's a good coach.
Yep.
I honestly think if he he's got more coaching life in him. If he goes somewhere else, if that happens, he'll be successful.
Yep.
But I think more than anything, you got to change the situation over there, even more than the head coach.